सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो वी आर इन चैप्टर नंबर 29 ऑफ कैंटो 3 विच डील्स विथ भक्ति एंड टाइम। सो देवहूति एक्नॉलेज दैट भगवान एज आई डिजायर्ड यू हैव गिवन मी इंफॉर्मेशन अबाउट प्रकृति पुरुष एंड महत्तत्वादि। नाउ आई वॉन्ट टू नो इन डिटेल भक्ति योगस्य मार्गम ब्रूहि विस्तर सब इन विस्तार इन डिटेल एट लेंथ प्लीज टेल मी अबाउट द भक्ति मार्ग एंड ऑल्सो टेल मी अबाउट द संस्कृति। संस्कृति मीन्स द जीव गोज अंडर द साइकिल ऑफ दिस बर्थ एंड डेथ कंटिन्यूअसली। प्लीज टेल मी अबाउट दैट ऑल्सो। वाई विरागो ये न पुरुषो भगवान सर्वतो भवेत सो दैट द वैराग्य कम्स इफ आई कम टू नो व्हाट विल हैपन टू मी आफ्टर माई डेथ। सो दैट पार्ट विल बी टेकन इन चैप्टर 30 नेक्स्ट चैप्टर व्हाट हैपन्स आफ्टर डेथ। नाउ भगवान से भक्ति योगो बहुविधा मार्ग भामिनी भाव्यते स्वभाव गुण मार्ग न पुंसाम भावो विविध्यते। देर आर डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ भक्ति। वी हैव सीन नवदा भक्ति। नवदा भक्ति अगेन इज डिवाइडेड बाई गुण। गुण मीन्स सत्व रजस तमस एंड स्वभाव अकॉर्डिंग टू द नेचर अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर वासना अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर लाइक्स एंड डिसलाइक्स। सो अकॉर्डिंग टू स्वभाव नंबर वन अकॉर्डिंग टू गुण नंबर टू नवदा भक्ति बिकम्स 81 टाइप्स ऑफ भक्ति। दिस वी हैव सीन इन आवर प्रीवियस क्लास। नाउ भगवान से व्हाट इज तामसिक भक्ति राजसिक भक्ति एंड सात्विक भक्ति। तो इसे जी इज इन योर माइंड देर इज अ हिंसा वायलेंस प्राइड एनवी एंड एंगर एंड इफ यू कंसीडर दैट भगवान इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम मी दैट इज आवर अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑलवेज दैट भगवान इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम मी देन दैट भक्ति इज तामसिक भक्ति। So with an attitude or with a mind preoccupied by envy, anger, etc., pride, violence, and if you do bhakti, that is tamasic. What is rajasic bhakti? Then we desire something, sense objects. With the mind desiring some sense object, or yes, fame, I want fame, or aishwarya, opulence, power. And therefore, I am worshipping a deity, an idol. How? Prithak bhava. Bhagwan is different from me. This is the bhava of a rajasic bhakta. Okay. And who is the sattvic bhakta? Or what is a sattvic bhakti? Then it is a karma niraram uddishya. Uddishya means uddeshya, purpose. Purpose of my bhakti is that I should be free from activities. Free from activities. There should not be any bondage of action. And I am worshipping Parasmin Bhagwan, वा और तद अर्पणम एंड ऑफरिंग रिजल्ट्स ऑफ माय एक्शन टू भगवान. ऑफरिंग व्हाई आर यू डूइंग यजेत यष्टव्यम इति. इट इज माय ड्यूटी टू डू. इट इज माय ड्यूटी टू डू दिस पूजा. एंड व्हाट इज हिज एटीट्यूड. पृथक भाव अगेन सेपरेटिस्ट एटीट्यूड. भगवान इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम मी. भगवान इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम मी. सो इन द तामसिक भक्ति राजसिक भक्ति एंड सात्विक भक्ति द भक्त थिंग्स भगवान इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम मी. वी ऑल्सो थिंक भगवान इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम मी. दैट इज सात्विक. नाउ इन वर्स नंबर 11 एंड 12 भगवान डिस्कस अबाउट द निर्गुण भक्ति. अदर थ्री वेयर सगुण भक्ति. Now about the Nirgun Bhakti, he says, Lachanam Bhakti Yoga Sa Nirgun. What is this Nirgun Bhakti? Then he said, Mad Guna Shruti Matrena. Shruti Matra? By hearing only. Hearing what? Mad Gun. Bhagwan's Gun. Bhagwan's Leela. Bhagwan's qualities. And who is this Bhagwan? Sarva Guhase. He is residing in all beings. In the heart of all beings, Bhagwan is there, Sarva Guhase. Then what happens if I listen to the Leela Bhagwan? Manogati Abhichinna. My thoughts, Manogati Abhichinna. There is no bicheda. There is no break. Continuously I am thinking about Lord. I am not desiring anything. No sense objects. I don't even desire the purification of mind also. Nothing. No sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. I am not desiring anything. Only the thoughts are continuously going toward the Lord just by hearing His leelas. Then it says how Ganga ambaso ambudho, like the ocean. Like Ganga flows continuously. There is no break. It is not that the night time the Ganga stops or stops somewhere in between. No. Started from Himalaya and goes straight. Continuously it is moving toward the ocean. Same way the thoughts should be continuously toward Bhagwan. And how is this should be ahetuki, causeless. There is no cause. I don't desire anything. Ahetuki. Abhyavahita. Abhyavahita means not separate. I don't consider Bhagwan different from me. Abhyavahita. या भक्ति पुरुषोत्तमे दैट इज दैट भक्ति इन पुरुषोत्तम इज कॉल्ड अ निर्गुण भक्ति. पुरुष उत्तम. वी आर नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट गणेश जी सरस्वती जी मदर लक्ष्मी. नो 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 नो. वी आर नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट दैम. दे आर नॉट पुरुष उत्तम. सर्वोत्तम. सर्वोत्तम मीन्स द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. वी आर प्रेइंग टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. And how is this Nirgun Bhakta? If you give to this Nirgun Bhakta, Salokya, okay, you come to my lok. Salokya, Sastri, I am giving you some power, some opulence. Or Samipya, you come near me. Or Sarupya, okay, I will make you 400 like Vishnu. I will make you like me, Sarupya. Or Ekatva, Sayujya. You become one with me. Diyamanam nagrinanti. Even if it is given, nagrinanti. Bhakta will say, no, I don't want all these things. I don't want samipya, salokya, sarupya, sayujya, or sasti. I don't want all these things. So what do you want? He said, mat sevanam jana. I want to serve you. That's all. No mukti. I don't desire anything of worldly things. Kuch nahi chahiye, no power, nothing. I just want to serve you. Sa eva bhakti yoga kya atyantik udharita. That is the highest type of bhakti. This nirgun bhakti, as said by Bhagwan, is the highest type of bhakti. Yena ati brajya trigunam madbhavayo upapadyate. Yena atibrajya. Yena atibrajya means by this overcome. Overcomes what? Whatever you get from this bhakti. इसे त्रिगुणम, अतिब्रज ओवरकमिंग त्रिगुण, त्रिगुण में सत्व रजस्तमस मीन्स माया, ही क्रॉसेस माया. सो भाई भक्ति वी कैन क्रॉस माया. वट वी लर्न, मद भाव उपपद्यते देन ही अटेन्स माई बींग, माई ट्रांसेंडेंटल स्टेज, ही कम्स टू दैट स्टेज, ही क्रॉसेस माया. देर इज वन अनात्मा माया एंड अदर इज आत्मा. वंस आई क्रॉस दिस माया, वेर विल आई रीच? आई विल रीच इन आत्मा. That is the transcendental stage of Bhagwan. I will reach there. Then after that, today we'll see verse number 15. Now sadhanas are coming. Preparation. How can I reach to that state of mind of nirgun bhakti? Nirgun bhakti. He is not telling that you should go sagun bhakti, सात्विक भक्ति और राजसिक भक्ति और तामसिक भक्ति. नो. अबाउट द निर्गुण भक्ति, व्हाट इज द साधना, हाउ कैन वी गेट दैट स्टेट ऑफ माइंड, दैट इज फ्रॉम द वर्स नंबर 15 to 20.
निसेवितेना निमित्तेन स्वधर्मेन महीयसा क्रियायोगेन शस्तेन नाति हिंस्रेन नित्यशः.
निसेवितेन, निसेवितेन एग्जीक्यूशन. इफ वी एग्जीक्यूट दिस वे, अनिमित्तेन, अनिमित्तेन देयर इज नो निमित्त. आई एम नॉट अटैच टू द कर्म फल, फ्रूट ऑफ एक्शन. आई एम डूइंग बट आई एम नॉट अटैच टू द फ्रूट ऑफ एक्शन. स्वधर्मेन, आई एम डूइंग माई ड्यूटी. स्वधर्मेन महीयसा ग्लोरियस, क्रियायोगेन, क्रियायोगेन इज द डिवोशनल सर्विस, द रिचुअल्स, कर्मकांड. क्रियायोगेन सस्तेन, सस्तेन दैट इज ऑस्पिशियस. क्रियायोग, द वैदिक रिचुअल्स, द कर्मकांड, दे आर ऑल ऑस्पिशियस. वाई ऑस्पिशियस? दे ऑल प्योरिफाई माइंड, देयरफॉर ऑस्पिशियस. न अतिहिंस्रेन, न अतिहिंस्रेन विदाउट एक्सेसिव वायलेंस. Na ati hinsrena, very important word in this verse. Na ati hinsrena, without excessive violence. Nityasa means regularly. Regularly we should do this thing. Okay, the mind attains such a state by adopting the following disciplines. Now, up to verse number 20, we'll find Lord is going to suggest about 13 steps to become a Nirguna Bhakta. To get that state of mind which will continuously flow toward Bhagwan without any desire. First one he says, the duties of the life have to be performed with the detachment and as an offering to Lord. Swadharmena animittena, continue to do your duty animittena without attachment to the fruit of action. Do your duty, number one. Number two, kriya yogena sastena, ritualistic worship, promoting bhakti and not involving infliction of pain or creature on creature should be observed. Na ati hinsrena. Na ati hinsrena. Not excessive violence should be there. It implies some violence will be there. It implies that. So as per varna and ashram, perform your duties as given in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita. You will find from verse number 42 to 44, it says, Samo dama tapas sautam shanti marjam eva cha jnanam vijnanam astityam brahma karma samabhyam. What is the Brahman karma? Many times we want to know, what is my duty? So first we have to find out whether I am a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. How will I find? Chatur varna maya srishtva, in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita we have studied. How Bhagwan has created Chaturvarna, Guna Karma Vibhagasa, according to the Guna, according to Sattva Rajas Tamas. and specified the karma also. So we have to find out what is the state of my mind. Is it sattvic? Is it rajasic? It is tamasic or combination of these three. So Bhagwan has made four divisions. So for the Brahman, it is a sama, dama, tapa. Now you know this word. Sama, control of mind. Dama, control of senses. Tapa, tapa, control of your mind and senses. Saucham, saucham means cleanliness, outer, inner. Chantim, forgiveness. Arjavam, straightforwardness. Jnanam, knowledge of the self. Vijnanam, vijnanam means you have aparoksha anubhuti. You have experience there. Vijnanam. Astikyam, you have a faith in Bhagwan. Astikyam, brahma karma savabjam. This is the duty of Brahman. Actually, these are all the qualities of Brahman. These are all the qualities of Brahman. Such person will do patan patan. Patan patan means he will teach. Then, who is a kshatriya? Sauryam tejo dhiti daksham yuddhecha api apalayanam danam ishwaram bhavascha chhatram karma svabhavajam. Sauryam, prowess. Then, tejo, splendor. Dhriti, steadfastness. Daksham, dexterity in action. Yuddhecha api apalayanam. Don't run away from yuddha. This discourse is being given to Arjun. Where? In yuddha bhumi. He wanted to run away. And he's a kshatriya. He said, if you are a kshatriya, you cannot run away from your duty. Similarly, we also cannot run away from our duty. Many times we think, kitne din karna hoga ye duty? Always, are kab khatam hoga ye duty? Bhagwan says, if you are kshatriya, na chapi apalayanam, you cannot run away. Danam, we have to give danam. Ishwar bhavascha lordliness. So such people who are kshatri, they want to be lordliness. They will go into the military or they will go into the administration. Lordliness. I want power. I want to administer. IAS officer. IPS officer. I like this. Chhatra karma svabhavajam. And what the vaisya will do? Krishi gaurachya. Raising cattle. And krishi, agriculture. Vanijya. Trade, vaisya karma svabhavajam, ani paricharya atmakam karma sudra se api svabhavajam, and the service oriented, all the actions service oriented are the sudra. So we have to find out what is our duty, and we have to do our duty. And how to do this duty? We all are doing duty, but how to do duty? It is said, Swakarmanatam abhyarthya sindhim bindanti manava. Swakarmanam. Swakarmanam. By our own action. Tam abhyarthya, worship that. Worship that Lord. We are all doing our duty. But whom are we worshipping? Are we worshipping Lord or our own ego? We all are worshipping our own ego, not Lord. It is a swakarmanatam abhyarthya siddhim binti manava. A person will get siddhi, a success in life, if he acts in this way. It is again karma yoga only. In karma yoga also we have seen the same thing. Do your duty as how? Mai sarvani karmani sanyasya adhyatma chetasa. In chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, mai. Sarvani karmani, all actions. Sanyasya adhyatma chetasa. Do it for me, for my happiness. So Brahman serve Lord by intelligence, Kshatriya serve Lord by military art, Arjun serve Lord Krishna by fighting righteous war. He was Kshatriya, see? Kshatriya. And Gopi and Nanda Baba, they were always engaged in the krishi and gorakshan, rearing of cattles. And Sudra can also serve Bhagwan like Vidur. Born of Sudra. And he served Bhagwan. So everybody's duty is glorious and required to run the cosmos. Any service rendered selflessly for the happiness of the Lord is bhakti. Is bhakti. Na ati Hinsrena. This is very important word in this slok. Without excessive hinsa. Even a bhakta has to do hinsa. We all are doing hinsa. I will prove and I will show you that we all are doing hinsa. Why? Because he eats vegetables. And vegetables also has got a life. Vegetables also has got a life. We all are eating. Is there any fault there? No. There is no fault. Why? Because jivo jivasya jivanam. One living entity is the life of another living being. This way our body is created. So long the prana is there, that there will be hunger and thirst. You cannot stop it. You have to eat 3 times. What will you eat? Now there is vegetarian food available, non-vegetarian food available. In which you have atihinsa, excessive violence. Animals are more evolved than plants. I cannot stay without food. Why? Because the structure is like that. Bhagwan made it like that. It's not my dosh. Can you stay without food? No. But I have to maintain this body. I have to eat. Why you have to maintain the body? Because I have to reach my goal. I have to reach my goal. I have to eat. Now think. Somebody is in the North Pole staying there. Nowadays everything is you can transport there. But earlier, in the higher altitude, there is no vegetation. What is available there? In northern part of the remote northern part of Russia, I saw somewhere on WhatsApp, the people eat their only fish and reindeer meat. Nothing else is available. And if you are living there, if you are surviving there, then you have to survive there, then what you have to do? You have to eat. But that is not atihinsa. It's not there. But if the vegetables are available and this is also available, then you should see, I should not do atihinsa. Or if Bhagavan says, do it, then also it is not atihinsa. How do you say? Because Bhagavan told Arjun to kill all these people. There were 4 million people there. But that is not atihinsa. That is not atihinsa. If Bhagavan said, then it is not atihinsa. Bhagavan has never asked that in prasad you give me non-veg food. Never. Never said that. On the other hand, Bhagavan says, Yagya Shishta Asina Santa Muchante Sarva Kilbimsai. Yagya Shishta, whatever you are giving to Bhagavan, and if you eat the remnant of that, what will happen? Your all pap will be washed away. Clear. Yagya Shishta. So what can we eat? We can eat whatever we can offer to Bhagavan. We can eat that. So whatever which can be offered to Bhagavan can be eaten by us. Acha, ati is always varjet. Everywhere ati is varjet. Shankaracharya says, like salt. You should not take ati salt. Or ati hot, very hot. Ati sarvatra varje. So here also ati hinsrena. So committing hinsa is a natural law, but we have to see there is no ati hinsa. That part we have to see. Ati hinsa nahi hona chahiye. So a bhakta should follow this thing. Do minimum hinsa. The rule is do minimum hinsa. Discriminate. What is available in the market? What is my work? What is my duty? It is normally seen one who is doing very hard physical labor, he cannot survive on vegetation only, vegetables. He will feel hungry every 2 hours, 3 hours. But if he eats meat, he can work for 8 hours. You have to see the requirement. You have to see desh kal patra. Which desh are you staying? If you are in India, then it's okay. The weather is different. But if you are staying in a very cold place, different. Now if you say that in the North Pole, I'm a Hindu. Chalo, khao vegetation. Where will you get the vegetation? Die. How can you do your sadhana? So according to desh, kal and patra, food should be taken. That should be seen. Ati hinsa nahi honi chahiye. That should be seen. Next.
Madhishna darshana sparsha puja stuti abhivandanaihi bhuteshu madbhavanaya sattvena sangamena cha.
Madhishna darshan, my statues or my idols or my forms are to be darshan. Dekho, see. To see my form, darshan, sparsa, touch. Touch also. But in the mandir, in the temple, we are not allowed to touch. But in your own home, when you are doing puja, you can touch your vigraha. No harm. Bhagwan is saying, who is saying? Kapil Bhagwan is saying, you touch, sparsa, puja, worship, stuti, pray, then abhivandanai, offer, options, bandana karna, salutation, prostration, do it, abhivandanai. Then, bhuteshu madbhavanayo, madbhavanaya, and in the bhuteshu, in all the living being, think that I am present there, madbhav, in each being I am there. Sattvena asangamena cha. Sattvena with the dhairya, with the patience. Asangena with detachment. So number 3, my images installed in the holy places should be worshipped, seen, touched and glorified by him, and praise capable of stimulating bhakti. Praise Bhagwan so that the bhakti is stimulated. Number 4, my presence in all beings should be recognized. They recognize that I am present everywhere. Number 5, the mind should be so disciplined as to have no attachment to the worldly objects. Asangamena, no attachment to the worldly object. So, ghoom phirke round about, we have to come to asangata. Detach yourself. Asangamena. And how is that to be done? Always. Acha. Murti puja is of the duty of the bhakta. It's the duty. Neophyte, those who are starting fresh, what we say, patram puspam toyam phalam yukaro, bhai, start with this. Do puja. They consider murti to be representative of Paramatma and different from Paramatma. Our thinking, Bhagwan is different from me. In even the murti, this Krishna murti, we consider the new person who is coming first time to the puja, I will sing, this is representative of Krishna. Bhagwan Krishna is different. This is only made of marble. This marble murti cannot be Bhagwan Krishna. So one who is introduced freshly, he will think this way. Whereas the advanced bhakta consider murti as Paramatma only. Advanced bhakta will say, no, murti is also Paramatma, because the Paramatma pervades everywhere. Everything is Paramatma. So he will think it is Paramatma. And beginner will think, this murti is representative of Paramatma. Okay. And what is Jnani says? Jnani says this is Bhagwan only. Everything is Bhagwan. Vidya vinay sampanne brahmane gavi hastini suni chaiva swapake cha pandita samadarshina. Once you have got the knowledge, you are seeing that Brahman, whatever it is, whether it is a Brahman or gavi, a cow, hastini or an elephant, suni, dog, swapake, a downtrodden person, a sudra. It's Pandita Samadarsana. Pandit says, oh, each one has got the same Atman. Therefore, Samadarsi. Here, the Bhagwan has taken Sattvic, Rajasic, and Tamasic animals. Different types of animals he has taken. But Jnani sees one and the same. So, Bhakta should renounce association with the Abhakta. First thing, when you are in the Bhakti, stay in the association of Bhakta. Because they will always talk about Bhagwan only. They will talk about Gita, Upanishad, Ramayana or Bhagavatam. Go to the Abhakta. Immediately they will take your mind to the world. They will talk about the saris, ornaments, this dress, that dress. This is the new design has come. Did you visit that store? So beautiful design this time you have come. Or it is on sale. Go immediately. Pick it up. And no attachment to the worldly objects. Why? Because they derail our sadhana. Attachment derail our sadhana. Start thinking about of your last visit to any mall or any store and you have seen something and dhyaya opens and you have started meditating on that. Yes. What will happen? Next day you will run to the store to pick it up. Therefore, it is said, no attachment. And one more thing. This attachment occupies space in mind. Space in mind. Sattvena means a dharyena. Bhakti with the dharya. Don't leave bhakti if not successful couple of times. I am doing bhakti, nothing is happening. Sattvena means a dharya. Have some patience. Give some time. So patience is necessary to develop confidence that the Lord will accept me as his devotee and follow the rules of puja. Sai Baba used to say, Shraddha Saburi. Have faith, Saburi, have patience. Give time. Thoda time lagta hai. And Mahatma, they say, dhire dhire re mana, dhire sab kuch hoye, mali siche sau ghadar, ritu aaye paloye. If you start watering this apple tree, we have got couple of apple trees. Whole winter you do it. Will it give you apple now? No, it will not give. It will give only in time. When the time comes, it will give you. Similarly, you have to go on doing bhakti, 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 bhakti continuously, and when the time will come mature, it will mature, it will give its result. Shankaracharya ji also says in Bhaj Govindam, Kurva Vadhanam Mahad Avadhanam. Proceed very slowly and very cautiously, don't hasten. Sometimes we want to hasten, I want just now. It will not happen. Sattvena means dhairyase. Aste, 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 aste. We have to do it. Next.
Mahatam bahumanena dina namanukampaya maitra chaivatmatulleshu yamena niyamena cha.
Mahatam bahumanena. Great souls should be respected. Great souls should be respected. Dina naam anukampaya, and compassion should be shown toward all the deen. Deen means the poor people. Who are these poor people? We'll see that. Maitreya cheva atmatulyesu. Atmatulyesu, though are equal to you, you should have a relationship of friendship. Maitreya cheva atmatulyesu. Persons who are equal, you approach them as a friend. Yamena niyamena cha, and with the control of senses, yam and niyam. That also should be done. So in verse number 17, we find four sadhanas. So sadhana number 6, holy man should be honored. Number 1, holy man should be honored. 7, man in distress should be shown sympathy and kindness. Dinanam anukampaya. And 8th is equals should be treated with friendliness and courtesy. And the 9th sadhana is control of external senses and mind should be practiced. So mahata bahumanena, bhakta should give greatest respect to spiritual master or acharya. In chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, we find one verse which says, amanittam madam vitvam ahinsa chanti marjavam acharya upasanam. See, acharya upasana is there. Acharya upasana is one of the quality. Who is this acharya? Acharya should be in guru parampara, Srotriya and Brahmanishta. And we should never have Gurusu Narahmati. Don't think he is a simple individual like me. No. He is sitting somewhere else. From the outer appearance, he looks like one of us. But never have Gurusu Narmati. Don't think Guru is an ordinary person. People think that the idol in the mandir is made of wood, stone. No, it is Paramatma. They think like that. Ignorant will think like that. And ignorant will think like, well, Guru is also like, he has also got 2 hands, 2 eyes and 2 ears. Kya difference hai? No. The difference is that Guru makes a Shishya Guru. He gives the knowledge and make him realize, and he can give that knowledge to others. Guru makes Shishya Guru. So standard regulations should be followed to offer greatest respect to Guru. Dina nam anukampaya. Dina nam anukampaya. Bhakta should be compassionate to the poor. Here poor does not mean a one who is materially poor. Here it means one can be a rich but not turn toward the Lord is a poor. One who can be materially very rich but not turn toward Lord is a poor person. And if you are a bhakta, it is your duty to tell him, are bhai, kya kar rahe ho? Thoda sa bhakti karo. Turn around Bhagwan now. This is anukampa. Similarly, the acharya may seem poor or living under a tree in simple kutiya like Tapovan Maharaj, but they are very rich spiritually. They have got the spiritual wealth. So those who want spirituality, the bhakta should guide them, bhakta should help them. Maitriya cha eva atma tullesu, bhakta should make mitrata with the other bhakta. Be friendly to other devotees. But no friendship with the abhakta. No friendship with the abhakta who is not a devotee. Why? Because he will derail you. He will give you such argument. You are such a fool coming to the Bhagavad class. Only few people are coming. And we have got the majority. Thousands and thousands, we are going to the mall and cinema hall. What are you doing? They will derail your sadhana. You will say, yeah, they are greater in number. Democracy, majority is going on that side. So I should also go that side. So don't be friendly with such a bhakta. Never, never. And such bhakta, when they meet swajati, or it is also called Ishtagoshti. Ishtagoshti means the same type of people. What they discuss? Bodhayanta parasparam. Bodhayanta parasparam means they talk about Gita, Upanishad, Ramayana, Bhagavatam. They will talk about only this thing. Like the people who are coming to Chinma Mission, they talk about knowledge only. They will talk only about it. We have got a senior class. Premalji is Sevak there. They are here for 20 years. They are coming regularly, enjoying Bodhayanti Parasparam. Same thing they are talking. For 25 years they are talking. But always they are discussing about the Atma Jnana only in the class. Parasparam Bodhayanta. Then Yamena Niyamena Cha. Yamena Niyamena Cha. We find in Patanjali Yoga Sutra, Maharshi Patanjali says, Yama means Ahinsa, Satya, Asteya, Brahmacharma, Aparigraha. This is the Yama. These all we have to do. Many times I have said Yama Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dharana, Dhyan, Samadhi. And what is Niyam? Sauch, Santosh, Tapas, Swadhyaya, Ishwar, Pranidhanam. Ishwar Pranidhanam, surrender to Lord, Ishwar. Saucha, cleanliness inside, outside. Santosha, jo mere paas hai, I am contented. Contented. Saucham, santosha, tapa, manasya indriyanam ekagram, paramam tapa, controlling of your mind and senses. Swadhyaya, swadhyaya means what? It's not studying film fair, that is also swadhyaya. Or detective books or other things. Swadhyaya means spiritual books. Swadhyaya. And Ahimsa, non-violence. Satyam, always speak truth. Asteya, don't steal. Brahmacharya, have control, celibacy. And aparigraha, unnecessary things, don't save, accumulate. Niyamanacha. Next.
आध्यात्मिकानुश्रवणात् नाम संकीर्तनात् च मे आर्जवेन आर्य संघेन निरहंक्रियया तथा
आध्यात्मिका अधि आत्मिका समथिंग विच इज रिलेटेड टू आत्मन आध्यात्मिका दैट मीन्स स्पिरिचुअल मैटर अनुश्रवणात् हियरिंग अबाउट द आत्मन Nam Sankirtanat, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Either you listen, Bhagavati Leela, or you chant. If there is a guru there and is talking, or if there is a sevak there is talking about the Bhagavatam or the Bhagavat Katha, Leela is saying, then Anusravan. Suppose the teacher is not there, Kathakar is not there, what you will do? Kirtan karo. Sankirtanat me arjavena. Arjavena straightforward. Straightforward. Arya Sangena. Arya Sangena. Sang of Arya. Sang of saintly people. Sang of good people. Arya Sangena. Nirhankriya without ego. Tatha. These are also to be done. So practice number 10. The scripture should be heard and studied. Shastra should be heard and studied. Sravana manana. First we have to listen and after that reflect on that. Step number 11. My names and deeds should be heard and glorified. Kirtan. Sankirtana. Number 12. Straightforwardness and a selfless attitude should be cultivated. Straightforwardness. Sida. What is this straightforwardness? We'll see that. And the company of holy men should be sought. Arya Sangena. We should sought for Arya Sangha. Adhyatmika Anusrabat. Adhyatmika Anusrabat means the spiritual matter should be heard. From whom? From the spiritual master. Who is spiritual master? Who has studied? Shastra. Who can transfer the knowledge? Study from that. And who can listen? Who can listen? So Tattvabodh says, Sadhan Chatushtay Sampanna Adhikari for Sravan. Patanjali will say, Yam and Niyam. Already in Bhakti Yoga we have seen Ashtanga Yoga. We all have to do all these things. These are all the preparation, yam, niyam, etc. And for dhyan, Gita says, yukta ahar viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta swapna avabodasya, yogo bhavati dukkaha. If you do some yukta, 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 all moderate, no ati. You see, there also is no ati. Yukta should be there. And there should be sanyat vak maunam. Unnecessarily don't talk. Unnecessarily don't talk. Sanyat vak, sanyat maunam does not mean that you will keep quiet silence. No. Maunam means sanyat vak. When required, speak only that much. Naam sankirtana, chant the holy name of the Lord. Either individually or with others, if they are. Do sankirtan. Do sankirtan. Arjavena, straightforward. Kaya vacha mansa. Straight line. Whatever you are thinking, speak that, do that. In the society, you will find people think something, speak something, and they will do something different. Kaya vacha mansa, you should be straightforward. Then there is no agitation in the mind. Otherwise, there will be agitation, always agitation in the mind. Arya Sangena, associated with the saintly person. Saintly person. Nirankriya, without ego. So Gita gives you 20 qualifications in chapter 13 from verse number 7 to 11. Arya Sangha, who is advanced in spirituality? Arya Sangha. Our study classes are all Arya Sangha. They are all spiritually growing. Arya Sangha. And Arya is both spiritually and materially advanced. Arya is that person who is spiritually and materially advanced. Anarya is that person who is only materially advanced. Anarya is that who is only materially advanced. Here Bhagavan is saying, you should associate with Arya. Who is the Arya? He is materially and spiritually both. He is grown. Arya is Nirahankriya, not proud of acquisitions. Bhakti is a meek and more humble than grass, more tolerant than tree, should not be proud of his own possessions. Hey, sab to Bhagwan ka hai. Bhakta knows this thing. Everything belongs to Bhagwan. So these are the 13 sadhanas which a bhakti is supposed to do. Supposed to do. Next.
Madharvena ganu gunairetehi parisam shuddha ashayah purusasya anjasa bheti shrutamatra gunam himam.
Madharmano gunairetehi. Madguna, madharma, who practice spiritual practices, whatever he said, these 13 practices. This verse is telling you the what will I get? Falsruti. It is called Falsruti. What will I get if I practice these 13 practices which Kapil Bhagwanji is saying? Mad dharmano gunayete paris sansuddha asaya. Parisansuddha, completely purified. This person will be completely purified. If you reflect on all these, whatever is said in the sadhana, you will find all this sadhana takes you toward Bhagavan, not toward sansar. So if the mind is going toward Bhagavan, that mind will become suddha, purified. It will become pure. Parisunstha, asayas. Asaya, asaya means the goal. What is our goal? Our goal is that Atman, which is consciousness. Purusasya, whose goal is that? Our goal, Purusasya. Anjasa abhyeti, anjasa means soon, abhyeti attains. If I do all these practices, anjasa, soon, abhyeti, I will attain. Srutra matra gunam himam. Sutra by hearing, matra simply by hearing. Guna, qualities of Bhagwan or Leela of Mam. Mam is Bhagwan. So a man who practices these spiritual disciplines, making attainment of God love, the sole object of life, will gain absolute purity of mind. Now if somebody asks you, how can I purify my mind? So what is the formula? Formula is that a mind which is flowing toward Bhagwan will purify. So any action which is taking me to Bhagwan is purifying. So if I am doing japa, purifying. If I am doing puja, purifying. If I am taking a dip in holy river, purifying. If I am going to Tirth Brahman, purifying. If I am doing havan, purifying. If I am doing stuti of Bhagwan, purifying. If I am doing the kirtan, purifying. If I am doing the sastranga pranam, purifying. Any act which is taking toward Bhagwan is purifying act. All our karma can purify us if we worship Lord by our karma. Swakarmena, swaswakarmena abhyarcha. Most purifying is this karma. Because japa you do only for 5 minutes in the early morning. Ek mala, do mala, that also you do very hastily. Jaldi karo, I am getting late. Puja, patapat, patapat. 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute, puja is over. We don't do 16-step puja. We come and ask, is there any 5-step puja? Or even less than that? Or when we are passing temple, we don't even turn. You know, the Hindu temple is big. Because I have to see a street, no? I can't see the temple and I'm driving. No steps, only one step. Puja. So we can't do all this 24 hours. What can I do 24 hours? 24 hours I can do is whatever karma I'm doing, I'm offering to Lord. That's all. Most purifying, most purifying. That is what Bhagwan is saying here, Kapil Bhagwan is saying there. Bhagwan Krishna said in Gita, Bhagwan Ram also is saying there, that you do this way, this way, this way. Everything for Lord. So Madhuguna Sruti Matrena, simply by hearing my name and qualities, he is attracted. Bhakta should follow rules and regulations given in the Shastra. What are the rules and yama, niyama, etc.? Everything is written in the Shastra. We have studied many times. And Bhagwan will keep on repeating. Ye karna hai, ye karna hai, ye karna. He knows that we will forget after 1 hour. What we have to do? We forget. But when we repeat again, oh, it comes to your mind. Yes, 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 we have heard. So we have acquired some qualities by associating with the Jagat, with the Anatma. We have acquired some qualities. We all have acquired some qualities. That is to be given up. What we have acquired from the world. Tadatma, identification, association. This we have acquired from the world. So what we have to do? We have to give up. We have to give up this. Okay. So to develop spirituality, we have to give up all acquired qualities from the world. Acquired qualities. Thoda sa aur detail dekh lete hain. What is this acquired qualities? Rag and dvesh are all acquired qualities. In this world, with each experience, we are accumulating likes and dislikes. With each experience, we are accumulating rag and dvesh. This is to be given up. We have to give up this rag and dvesh. This is acquired. Identification, mera, this is to be given up. We always, mere bacche. Many times Bhagwan has said that bacha is mine, I have brought this. Child belongs to Bhagwan. It has only come through you. Remember that. So rag and dvesh is to be given up. These are all acquired. If this happens, then what will happen in the next verse? Beautifully he tells. If you do all these things, what will the result? It's coming in verse number 20, which we'll see in our next class.
Purnamadaya Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.